Because great is the Holy One of Israel, September 16. Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee. When the light of Christ is shining in the soul, the lips will be filled with praise and thanksgiving to God. The gifts which the gospel offers are not to be secured by stealth or enjoyed in secret. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. Our confession of His faithfulness is heaven's chosen agency for revealing Christ to the world. The daily blessings that we receive from the hand of God, and above all else the death of Jesus to bring happiness and heaven within our reach, should be a theme for constant gratitude. What compassion, what matchless love, has God shown to us, lost sinners, in connecting us with Himself, to be to Him a peculiar treasure. What a sacrifice has been made by our Redeemer, that we may be called children of God. We should praise God for the blessed hope held out before us in the great plan of redemption, we should praise Him for the heavenly inheritance, and for His rich promises, praise Him that Jesus lives to intercede for us. With such a glorious hope, such a redemption that Christ has purchased for us by His own blood, shall we hold our peace? Shall we not praise God even with a loud voice, as did the disciples when Jesus rode into Jerusalem? Is not our prospect far more glorious than was theirs? Who dare then forbid us glorifying God, even with a loud voice, when we have such a hope, big with immortality, and full of glory? Chant the Eternal's praise, His glorious feats. Let the whole world know of it. Ring it out, dwellers in Zion, aloud. For great is Israel's majesty among you. Moffat.